Hi there, how can I help you today?
Hi, thanks for picking up. I'm just curious about your voice AI services. Could you tell me a bit about what you offer and how it might help someone like me? I'm interested in how natural and flexible your AI conversations can be.
Hey Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today?
Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. But hey, I love the casual vibe. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? By the way, if you want to hear about our AI's conversational skills or anything else, just let me know.
Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around?
Oh, hey, Mary from Dasha. I haven't heard much about Vector Solutions specifically, but that sounds interesting. Could you tell me a bit more about how your platform works and what makes it stand out? I'm all ears.
Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth?
Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Often it's about reaching the right people at the right time and keeping the conversation engaging without sounding robotic. How does your AI handle those challenges? Does it adapt naturally to different customer responses?
Tell me more about reaching the right people at the right time and keeping the conversation engaging without sounding robotic.
Great question. So reaching the right people means our AI can target leads based on specific criteria like industry or behavior patterns, making outreach smarter, not just louder. As for sounding natural, our AI uses advanced natural language understanding to respond fluidly. Think less robot, more human. It even throws in little interjections and humor to keep things lively. Pretty neat, huh? Would you like me to share how easy it is to set up?
Now I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you used our service and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like?
Imagining that future sounds exciting. I'd picture your business with a steady stream of qualified leads coming in effortlessly, conversations that feel genuinely human, and a noticeable boost in revenue. Plus, your team would have more time to focus on closing deals instead of chasing prospects. Basically, less stress and more growth. Sounds like a win-win, right? What about you? What's your favorite success story with Dasha so far?
What do you mean by less stress and more growth, and why is that important to you?
Good point. By less stress, I mean your team spends less time on repetitive, tedious tasks like cold calling or sorting through unqualified leads. That frees them up to focus on what they do best, building relationships and closing deals. More growth means your business expands with higher revenue and better customer engagement. It's important because it boosts morale, efficiency, and ultimately your bottom line. Does that resonate with your experience?
Tell me more about your team spending less time on repetitive, tedious tasks like cold calling or sorting through unqualified leads.
Sure thing. Our AI takes over those repetitive tasks by automatically reaching out to potential leads, qualifying them through natural stations and filtering out those who aren't a good fit. This means your sales team won't waste time on dead ends and can focus on warm leads who are genuinely interested. It's like having a super efficient assistant that works 24/7 without getting tired. Pretty handy, right? Would you like to know how quickly you can get started?
Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now?
Bringing it back to now. Great. Many businesses I talk to mention challenges like limited sales team bandwidth, difficulty in scaling outreach without losing personalization, and juggling multiple tools that don't always play well together. Does any of that sound familiar? What's the biggest hurdle you're facing today?
What are all the ways limited sales team bandwidth and juggling multiple tools are affecting the business right now?
That's a big one. Limited sales bandwidth often means missed opportunities because your team can't reach or follow up with every lead. Juggling multiple tools can cause inefficiencies, like data slipping through cracks, duplicated efforts, or slow response times. Together, these issues can slow growth and frustrate both your team and potential customers. Does that match what you're experiencing?
Can you go a bit deeper on how these inefficiencies and slow response times are impacting your team's performance?
Absolutely. When your team's juggling too many tools, it can lead to confusion and wasted time switching between platforms. Slow response times mean leads might lose interest or go to competitors. This not only lowers conversion rates, but also drains your team's energy and morale. It's like running a race with hurdles, frustrating and exhausting. Does that sound like what you're